USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The trial for former President Trump's impeachment in the Senate is now getting dialed in. Opening arguments will be on February 8th. On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the articles of impeachment charging Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in on Tuesday, with arguments beginning around 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
But House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy disagrees.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Also, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, has been hired to defend Donald Trump. He's now the first president to have an impeachment trial after leaving office. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Girardi, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
President Biden is off to a busy start since he took office. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
In his first 3 days, Biden has signed 30 executive orders, including 2 COVID relief and the minimum wage for federal workers. 17 of his orders coming on his first day in office Wednesday, 8 of those reversing actions by President Trump. Those reversals include halting construction of the border wall and other immigration policies. Biden also orders a stop to the Keystone XL oil pipeline, re-enters the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. 16 of the orders are connected to the pandemic. Those include asking all Americans to wear masks for 100 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Hundreds of thousands of people protested across Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's poisoning and arrest. Riot police detained hundreds of people. Navalny was detained in Moscow after recovering from a poisoning from a military-grade nerve agent in Siberia in August that left him in a coma. Western officials described the poisoning as an assassination attempt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie AutoPay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said that the full chamber will consider Janet Yellen's nomination to be Treasury Secretary on Monday. The move came after the Senate Committee on Finance voted 26-0 to send Yellen's nomination to the full Senate for consideration. If confirmed, Yellen, who was the first woman to chair the Federal Reserve, will also be the first woman to head the Treasury Department. The National Guard will be staying in D.C. for just a little while longer. USA's Dan Meraki reports.
Thousands of National Guard troops brought into the nation's capital to secure the inauguration will remain in Washington, D.C. until March. The Guard will continue to support local and federal law enforcement, initially reduced to 7,000 members, and then drawing down to 5,000 troops by mid-March. Congressman Andy Biggs says there's no justification to keep the Guard in D.C. that long. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News he hopes the troops are allowed to return home soon.
There's no justification for that. They don't want to get the Democrats don't want to get back to regular order on anything, including the nation's capital. And that is going to be a problem going forward. This is, as some people have said, some commentators have suggested, that this is an attempt to show power, governmental centralization of power through the station of military all over the United States Capitol. It is unfortunate. It shouldn't happen. And I hope that they rethink that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.